Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us from Sydney, Australia this morning, we have Dimitri Muntan. He is the founder and managing director of Sequent Shift. Prior to starting Sequent Shift, he worked as a security consultant in various organizations, witnessing unnecessary complexity and exorbitant cost of PCI solutions. Dimitri's goal is to democratize access to highly regulated environments by enabling businesses utilizing Amazon Connect to achieve PCI compliance effortlessly. And Mr. Muntan, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure to have you with us. So for starters, explain what PCI compliance is.
Sure. So PCI, or payment card industry compliance, governs the how payment card data is handled in the environments. So it is applicable to every entity that accepts, processes, stores, or transmits credit card data. It was created by the schemes, so Visa, MasterCard, and Amex, as a single standard to control the environments that process the card data. So the standard itself has over 300 requirements that need to be implemented and maintained during the year. And these requirements cover infrastructure, processes around the card data. So depending on the size of the organization, once a year, they would need to go through an external audit or a self.
Yeah, thanks for that good information. Got cut off there at the end, but we certainly understand the response. Now, how difficult is it for an Amazon Connect-based contact center company to handle PCI compliance on their own without using a solution like Sequent Shift?
So Amazon Connect itself provides tools that help reduce PCI exposure. So things like pause and resume call recording, data encryption, but that alone is not enough to meet the compliance regulations. So even with these tools in place, the businesses would need to implement things like clean room environment where agents are not allowed to take anything into their working space. Segregated networks, patching hardware and software. So in short term, that might be acceptable, but in long term, that will be much more expensive. And PCI itself keeps changing. The standard keeps changing. That means that every year, the customer, the business will need to implement new changes and look into what's been implemented there.
Now, here's a question for you. I'm sure listeners definitely want to know more about this. How quickly can businesses implement your system?
So this is something we're proud of, and it's unmatched on the market. So we had a record where a customer went from signing up to our solution to taking their first transaction in 32 minutes. So we're literally looking into hours compared to what else is available on the market, where you would have weeks and weeks of the implementation.
Certainly appreciate your visit from Sydney here this morning. We're visiting with Dimitri Muntan, the founder and managing director of Sequent Shift. Dimitri's goal is to democratize access to highly regulated environments by enabling businesses utilizing Amazon Connect to achieve PCI compliance effortlessly. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what would you say sets Sequent Shift apart from others in the space?
Yeah, so here at Sequent Shift, we've designed a solution specifically for Amazon Connect, and that really sets us apart from anything else that is available on the market. We feature native Amazon Connect integration. We align with AWS very closely. We have pay-as-you-go pricing model. We also offer free trials and proof of concepts. We sell exclusively through AWS Marketplace. That means it's a familiar procurement model for AWS customers, and also our solution is a very simple plug-in that can be added to Amazon Connect, which means there are no changes to financial and reconciliation processes within the business. So all of that both just lets businesses scale with their needs.
Now, here's a big question for you. What are potential costs and consequences if a company doesn't use a solution like Sequence Shift?
Yeah, so depending on the number of payment cards handled by the business, they can be facing multi-million dollar fines or even lose access to the banking services if they don't implement any controls around the phone payments with Amazon Connect. But if they do and they get breached, then obviously that's a big reputation. It's a big damage to the reputation.
Well, Dimitri, we certainly appreciate all you do in the space on behalf of Sequence Shift. And for joining us here today, as we conclude today, and of course, I know your goal is to help North American companies that run a contact center based on Amazon Connect to make the transition to being PCI compliant. Is there any parting advice for business owners who are looking to take those necessary steps?
Yes, yeah, so think about PCI compliance and how it can affect your business processes before it becomes an issue. And also find a solution that has a suitable pricing option and that scales with your business needs.
And Dimitri, tell us, where can listeners get further details and where can they actually tap into Sequence Shift online?
So you can visit our website, sequenceshift.com, and find all the contact details there.
And of course, as always, listeners, you can find the link within the show notes of this broadcast for your convenience as well. Mr. Moonton, all the best, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Hey, and you're more than welcome again. We've been speaking with Dimitri Moonton, the founder and managing director of Sequence Shift. Dimitri's goal, again, is to democratize access to highly regulated environments by enabling businesses utilizing Amazon Connect to achieve PCI compliance effortlessly. And again, for all the information you need, visit sequenceshift.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.